McQuarrie.
Microphone is on. Thank you, Sarah. The red light's on. Another week. Is this happening?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a huge show right here on the Midday Mingle at Studio Arts. Studio Arts is...
a non-profit organisation provides day programs for people with disabilities.
That's right. So, huge show today. Crystal.
Hello.
Hello. You're not normally here.
Yeah, but it is special week after all.
It is special week. What's so special about this episode of the Midday Mingle?
A few good interviews, one with myself, one with our best friend Charlotte.
Wow, we do have an interview with you, Charlotte.
Yes, you do have an interview with me on this day today.
Talking about your experiences at Studio Arts?
Yes, that is true. Talking about my experiences here at Studio Arts.
So much more. We've got jokes. We've got sports. We've got a ham radio review. We have a history with Ben. Oh, my gosh. Should we get into it?
Yeah! Yeah!
Can't wait.
Hi. You're listening to the silky sounds of Hamish. From Studio Arts.
You sound like John Laws.
Get in the scum bucket.
Meow. Animals with Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. You've got an animal fact
Hello.
For us.
Today.
Hello.
So, what do we know about the giant panda?
Hello.
So, they have been generous.
Is this animals with Ben or animals with Sarah?
I'm going to kick it off and then we'll...
Well, hang on. We'll kick it off with Sarah. Sarah, you've got a panda fact for you, okay?
We'll start with the one that everyone will be most interested in. So, on average, pandas poo 40 times a day.
Right,
40.
And also, they can do handstands when they wee.
Wow.
Did you
That's
know?
Like what you do, Ben.
No. I have no need to do that, anyway.
So the weeing thing, so sometimes to mark their scent, they climb a tree backwards, so with their hind feet, until they're in a full handstand upside down, and that enables them to leave their scent higher up.
Notoriously difficult to breathe, though. They won't...
So they probably poo a lot because they do spend a lot of their day eating those. So they eat for like 10 to 16 hours a day.
So what do they eat?
They eat bamboo. Yeah. The fastest growing plant in the world, which is interesting. And the way they grab the bamboo, they've got a prehensile hand, basically. It's kind of like a glove, and it doesn't really close because it's called a radial sesamoid. So they grab the bamboo with one paw, and they basically feed with the other, or feed with their mouth.
Do they eat anything other than bamboo?
They do.
Not really.
And also, they need at least two different kinds of bamboo in their range to avoid starvation. But they do occasionally eat, even though it's 99% the bamboo roots, but they also eat stems, shoots and leaves. And
like that grammar, like that grammar book that you probably have on your shelf, Eat Shoots and Leaves.
But so that 1%, they can eat eggs, small animals, and carrion. And apparently they're also known to forage in the farmland for pumpkin, kidney beans, wheat, and domestic pig food.
Yeah. And they are technically a carnivore.
Yeah.
So their gut is basically the same length as a carnivore's gut, and their teeth are the same size as a carnivore, but they... they process bamboo. So that is bizarre. The only animal that does that.
Yeah, and I think probably like other bears as well, they are good at swimming and climbing.
And you
bear
it.
I know.
There you go.
Yeah.
And
are they aggressive at all?
I mean, they would be because they're territorial, but they.
I mean, they've always got a black eye.
So their colour is a camouflage. So they are white in the face, neck, belly, and rump, and that's to help hide them in the snowy habitats.
Uh huh.
And then their arms and legs are black, helping them to hide in the shade.
Wow.
So that's the...
evolution, eh, Ben?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it works.
It all fits perfectly, doesn't it?
It works.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Hannah.
It's beautiful. It's elegant.
No. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Okay, thanks, guys. Right. Thank you, Sarah.
Right. Thank you, Sarah.
Hannah.
Hi, I'm Sarah from Studio One, and you're listening to Triple H.
Crystal, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So, Studio Arts provides a lot of creative programs in Hornsby. Now, one of them is music, and you do music, don't you, Crystal?
And I also do the visual arts, which is why I often think of myself as one of our multidiscipline artists, because I do both the audio and the visual arts industries.
Now, it's not your normal rock and roll. It's not your blues. It's not your jazz fusions. It's some sort of underground techno kind of beats, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like it's pretty much an experimental kind of art movement that I often like to do.
Do you collaborate with anyone?
I find myself often collaborating with our transgender staff in Maroni Omens.
This next song is called what?
It's called Poly Sandwich.
Okay. All right. Let's have a little... Let's... Oh, look at it. I love that. We've just had a lot of the audiences here go, sandwich.
Yeah, okay. I understand that they...
They're a bit hungry. How did you get the name Polly Sandwich?
Well, the first part of the name Polly is because the music we're about to hear, well, parts of it anyway, has this like Polly type algorithmic feel to it. Mm-hmm. And because I did a bit of layering as well. Mm-hmm. That's why I call it a poly sandwich, because like of polyrhythms sandwiched together, like whole different types.
I love it. I love that name. All right, let's have a little listen to Crystal's Poly Sandwich.
Yum.
Yeah, Crystal, I'm digging this vibe.
You.
Oh, we got people dancing here. Here we go. Love it, Crystal. Beautiful. Hey, Crystal, that's a banging track. I love it.
Thank you.
How long did it... Yeah, give a round of applause to Crystal. Round of applause, Crystal. Now, do you play anywhere live? Can we come and watch you play a gig?
Well, not as of here, because I don't really feel like I'm up with all those great pros. But eventually I might be able to... go up there and do all that kind of live mixing and stuff.
So you're not the only person here at Studio Arts making tunes. We've got a Studio Arts house rock band, dog-related rock band called the Swamp Dogs. And maybe once the Swamp Dogs play, maybe you could be the opening act for them. Do you have a DJ name?
Well, I don't really have a DJ name as of yet because, like, of both my band camp and Instagram goes, like, with my actual full name of Chrissy Amps. But if I end up going out then being, like, a DJ and doing all that kind of mixing and stuff, I'd eventually like to at least try and call myself DJ Crystal Ball.
Yeah, that's a great name. DJ Crystal Ball, I see that in the future as your name. Now, right now you can go to Bandcamp and she is Crystal Lee Adams and you can find the song Polly Sandwich on there. Yeah. DJ Crystal Ball, I love that. Or what about, do you have any DJ name suggestions?
Crystal Sandwich?
Crystal Sandwich. Oh, I like that. That would be tough to bite into. What do you think?
Do I have to say have a name?
I like that. Do I have to have a name?
I was going to think of Crystal Jack.
Ooh, I like that. Or DJ, it's Saturday night! What would Camilla's DJ name be, do you think?
Crystal.
Oh, she's just going to steal Crystal's DJ name. I love that. Anyone got a question for our DJ, a resident DJ, Studio Arts DJ? Yes.
How was your feeling when you did it? You made that?
Well, at first I decided to try and reset. All these polyrhythms and stuff because, like, all these different genres and styles of music as well as making music and the whole behind-the-scenes stuff is pretty great. So I was, like, at first nervous and thinking they might be able to do it, but since I was doing all this stuff underneath the guidance of Rowan Yeomans, I was kind of relaxed and feeling a tiny bit confident, but still mostly nervous because it's like.
Close. Is this the first track that you've made?
Yeah, like one of my first four tracks, yeah.
Uh huh, wow. So you've got enough for an EP now?
Well, I don't know how much I'll need for an actual full on EP, but maybe.
Mm hmm. So, Crystal, we wish you all the best in your endeavours and we will be here pushing it right here on Triple H FM, your music. So go check out Crystal Lee Adams, a Studio Arts DJ, and check out the Swamp Dogs while you're there too. They're our rock band here. They're on Spotify. Yeah, they'll have some gigs coming up too soon. So stay tuned. Crystal, thank you.
Can't wait to collab with them.
Beautiful.
My hand.
gentlemen.
Now let's see what's happening on Ham Radio.
Ham Radio. And yes, we are reviewing Kung Fu Panda 4. Has anyone seen Kung Fu Panda 4 or any of the other Kung Fu Panda movies?
Yes, yeah.
I've seen all of them except for 4. The new one that's come out, I haven't watched it yet. No, I haven't.
So in this one, Po must find a new dragon warrior as he has to become the spiritual leader of Inner Peace. But he's having a hard time trying to pick a new leader. And in the meantime, he has to pair up with a fox to try and take down the new villain, the chameleon, who has the ability to shape into any warrior she pretty much wants to. So I was a little bit excited to see this movie. I mean, I love the franchise, but I was kind of really rolling my eyes thinking a fourth one. Do we really need a fourth one here? I can't really think of many fourth movies in a franchise where the fourth one is actually quite good. So I will start off with the positives. The animation in here is still really well done, really beautiful. I wish the story had been a little bit stronger. I mean, without going into spoiler territory, it is probably the most predictable out of all of them. You can kind of really tell what characters are going to do in here. So Christian, you've seen the first three films. What do you think of them?
Well, I got to say the best one for me was, actually, you know what, I'm going to pick two. But also one, but unfortunately for me, three wasn't really the best going forward. I haven't seen the fourth one yet. I look, for me, I was going to go watch it when it came out, but then I sort of thought, well, after seeing how three sort of ended, I thought, I don't know if I want to go see four, to be honest. I really enjoyed the first two. They were really good. But if there is one thing that's making me tempt to go see this new one is the return of Tai Long, the villain from the first movie.
Yeah, so that,
cool to see him
without
back.
Without giving spoilers, was one of the things that did disappoint me. Was the supposed return of Tai Lung in this movie. So my best recommendation would be that maybe people who are fans of the franchise can wait till it comes out on streaming. I really don't think you actually need to rush out and go see this on the big screen.
Yeah.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give this one a 6. I mean, it could have been a lot worse, but then again, it could have actually been better. I think given a stronger script, you could have had more of a fun movie here. So, yeah, 6 out of 10 for me. I saw this with a friend who actually enjoyed this a little bit more, so he would probably maybe give it maybe an 8.
Fair enough.
But yeah, for me, I can't really go higher than a 6, so...
That's perfectly fair enough. Well, for me, as I said before, I haven't seen this movie yet, but maybe I might wait till it comes out on Netflix or maybe even Stan, whatever it comes out on, and I'll probably put it on my list and maybe watch it. I don't think I'll be going to see it in the movies because, you know, especially with some of the reviews I've heard about it, like some people saying it's, you know, good, it's bad, it's okay. So I'm thinking, well, I might just wait till it comes out on streaming services and watch it. See what happens.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Good day. This is Dr. Jensen from Studio Arts and listen to Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
So far, so trash. Yeah.
This week is slightly different at Studio Arts. What's different about it?
It's a special week where we do special kind of activity and some people are going out for walk and... There's streaming and mosaic and other kind of activities.
That's it. A little bit different. You know, once a term, we do special week. So, lots of fun activities.
Yeah, like this week in particular, despite it being like a couple of weekends ago, it's kind of like still Easter themed since it's like April where ESO was like originally, as far as I can recall.
That's it. So lots of different themes to this week. Lots of fun, lots of joy, lots of occasions. Now, we've got Charlotte here that doesn't normally do the podcasting group. So that's one of the things about Special Week. We get some new members coming in and trying these different programs right here at Studio Arts in Hornsby. One of those people right now is Charlotte. G'day, Charlotte.
Hello.
Now, does anyone have a question for Charlotte?
So, Charlotte, what do you like about Studio Arts?
I like Studio Arts because it's the closest thing I can come to learn things.
You live in the area, do you?
No, I live in Wurunga.
Uh-huh. So not too far away. Beautiful. Stanley?
What kind of new skill have you learned here?
I have learned about learning how to play bingo properly, and in case I play it out in the real world and win money. And I have also been learning about prices and about change that I receive. And when I do this, I have a mathematical education for the real world, when I can do things in the real world. Like, let me see. Oh yes, selling things that we can bake. But of course, I'll have to get permission from the council to do that. But to sell them. But
all this red tape, eh, Charlotte?
Yes.
But we love Hornsby Council right here at Studio Arts Triple H FM on the midday mingle. Now, Charlotte, how long have you been coming to Studio Arts for?
For nearly 6 months now.
Okay. And so you're learning money skills.
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. How interesting. We've also got lots of other programs like music, dancing, art, lots of creative programs. Do you do any of the creative programs here?
Yes,
too?
I do. Yes. The only creative program I do is creative sound.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. So you're in with DJ Crystal Ball.
Yes, I am.
Okay, beautiful. Guys, any other questions for... Yes, over here.
What
yep.
is it?
What's your favourite music?
What's the kind of music I enjoy?
What's your favourite music? Yeah, exactly.
Usually it's pop and rock that I enjoy.
Uh-huh. So a bit of Rolling Stones.
Well, not so much the Rolling Stones. Well, yes, something like mm-hmm. like that. And it's more modern. And it's even good that I like modern music because it's even much stronger and it's much cleaner than all the old yucky sing-along music hall era musical
you
songs.
You like Studio Arts?
Yes, I do.
Like the music that comes out of Studio Arts?
Yeah, modern pop and rock from uh-huh. Studio Arts.
So there's a Studio Arts rock band called the Swamp Dogs. Do you like dog-related music?
Oh, yes, I do, and I know a lot of dog-related songs. Hound Dog, Walking the Dog, Me and You, and A Dog Named Boo, and all that.
Oh, wow. We've got some ideas for maybe a cover song of the Swamp Dogs. Mm-hmm. Walking the Dog. Who sings that?
The Rolling Stones.
Beautiful. Charlotte. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for choosing the podcasting group this morning on Special Week at Studio Arts. Okay. This will be going out on Triple H. So say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Yep. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much and au revoir for the interview. Hi, this is Charlotte.
Hi, this is Crystal.
And you're listening to the Midday Mingle.
Here on Triple H.
Wow. What a great show.
Do you have fun?
Yes.
Now, guys, thank you so much to CBF for their ongoing support of the Midday Mingle right here on Triple H. We are Studio Arts, a non-for-profit organisation that provides creative programs for people with disabilities. Now, Crystal, it was so good having you here.
I've been here.
I know. And Charlotte here for this week.
Oh, thank you for having me here this week.
You had fun?
Yes, I had fun and it was a great opportunity for me to enjoy this.
Well, it's great to get to know you. And what about you?
Yeah, I had some fun here.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, guys, should we do it all again next week? We'll be back. Midday, the Midday Mingle right here on Triple H. Tune in next week.
Enjoy!
can subscribe to the studio streamers on iTunes or SoundCloud. Or you can listen at studioarts.org.au/studio streamers.
Thank you to CBF for their ongoing support of the Midday Mingle.